Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am KYW's Dave Uram with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. After the Eagles improved to 6-2 with a 28-23 nail-biting win over the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Link. Merrill, wow. What's your reaction to this one?
My reaction is the same as yours. Wow. They were up 22-0 at one point, the Eagles were, and it didn't have to get that tough. But there were some decisions that were made earlier about extra points and gambling on fourth down that, as it turned out, didn't work out well. But the Eagles had it when they needed it, and they came up with a dramatic play, an interception in the end zone by N'Kobe Dean to seal the win.
Why were they able to ultimately win this game, Merrill, when it appeared like it could go very badly at the end?
Well, they just made the plays they had to make, and throughout the game, they made some key plays. One thing is they lost A.J. Brown for the entire second half. But as it turned out, one of the great plays of the season, or maybe of any season, was a touchdown hauled in by Devontae Smith at the edge of the end zone with a one-handed grab. Just absolutely amazing. Saquon Barkley had another great rushing day with not only 150 yards rushing, but some of the greatest moves you've ever seen. One included a hurdle backwards over a defender. Just so many outstanding performances. And once again, Jalen Hurts had no turnovers, no interceptions, and Jalen Hurts had a quarterback rating of over 130.
Saquon having this performance, 199 total yards from scrimmage, two total touchdowns. Yes, a fumble that was really controversial and one that he would obviously like to have back. But Merrill, he did this on the same night that LeSean McCoy went into the Eagles Hall of Fame. How special does that make what Saquon did?
You know, it's funny that you bring that up because I made that remark to Mike Quick throughout the broadcast. I said, somewhere out there in this building, he's got to be loving this and appreciating the kind of performance that Saquon Barkley has put in. Saquon knows Shady. He followed Shady, and he admires Shady. So to see him on this night in which Shady McCoy was enshrined into the Eagles Hall of Fame, put in another remarkable rushing night and catching night, it was just very appropriate.
He has been a tremendous, tremendous addition for the Eagles, and that's an understatement. Let's talk about the defense. And this guy, talk about an addition on the defense. Zach Bond, 10 tackles, two pass deflections, one interception. Merrill, he was all over the place in this win.
I can't imagine, and I don't know what's going on around the rest of the league, but I can't imagine anybody putting in a better defensive performance. He ought to be the NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
What did you think of the play that sealed the game by N'Kobe Dean?
Well, it was a high pass, but N'Kobe Dean has just been getting better and better, and he went way up. He brought it down, nestled it to his chest, and that was the game right there. Great players make big plays in big situations, and that's what he did.
Yeah, you know, I hate to bring up the negative after a win, but you alluded to it in your opening remarks in our conversation. But if my calculations are correct, two field goals were passed up for fourth down attempts that failed, and at least two extra points, because the third one at that point, they're just trying to get the lead to what they want to get it to. But two extra points that they passed up that were failed two-point conversions. I mean, that's 8 points. And 8 points, and the game's not even close. What do you think of the fact that 8 points were left off the board in this one, and they could have benefited the Eagles?
Well, the Eagles were trying to be aggressive in moments that they thought they were able to succeed, and it just didn't turn out that way. I tend to be a little more conservative. I would have taken the extra points early in the game, the kicks, and put up a three-point field goal from a very makeable distance. However, they did what they did, and it still, in the end, worked out.
And they're 6-2 because of it. How do you feel, Merrill, that this team is 6-2 going into Dallas week on the road?
It's it's an interesting week because the Cowboys are falling apart at the seams. They're not playing well, but the history of Eagles Dallas, particularly in Dallas, makes somebody very, very wary of what's ahead. It's not going to be easy.
Certainly won't be. We will talk about that. We will continue to talk about this game as the week goes on. Tremendous call with Mike Quick, and we'll continue to talk throughout the week. Thanks for the time. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.